Well, here's somebody that knows something about joy. That's Sister Mary. And we're going to hear from her and from our villagers. Looking forward to hearing how the Lord has spoken to you and blessed you in these days. I know it'll be a blessing to us as a come.
I've had the privilege of being the head counselor in the village for these 2 weeks. I thank God for his goodness. All these girls are precious and wonderful and happy. We've had a really wonderful, talk about joy, joyful time there, big time down there in the village. This winter, I really enjoyed looking at Psalm 119. God had touched my heart during Labor Day and given me a love for this psalm, which I have never looked at like in studies before. I read it before. It's very long. And so, therefore, you kind of like say, okay, I read that stuff. But God put in my heart to seek for him and to search for him and to find him in Psalm 119. And while I was doing this winter, certain verses stuck out to me. And they were words that had they were verses that had two words. And those two words were, I will. I think they stuck out to me, girls, because I saw that that's my part. The Bible speaks to me about what I should do. Lots of people say, I don't know what God wants. The Bible's too hard. I can't understand it. Therefore, I don't need to read it. I'll let the preacher tell me about it. I'll let my Christian friend tell me about what the Bible has to say. And they don't search for God themselves. And there are difficult parts. But Psalm 119 is not one of those difficult parts. I'm happy to say we're understanding some things about what Psalm 119 has to say. And because I see that God gave us the whole Bible, not just the Old Testament, but he gave us the New Testament too, where we learn things about Jesus that we need to know if we are to call ourselves Christians. I chose verses from John 14, which also use those two little words, I will. The only difference with the verses in John are the things that Jesus says he will do for us. And so I used Daniel Webster a little bit, and I looked up the word will. And you know what it means? This is so great, guys. You want to get this. It means that I intend to. When you say I will do something, or you see I will in a verse, it means I intend to do something. Not only that, I desire to do it. I have this desire to do what God is asking me to do. And then the third thing it said was I want. So I intend to, I desire to, and I want to do it. And as human beings, we have this yearning to please God. We have this yearning to know God. Whether you acknowledge it or not, whether you know Jesus as your personal Savior today or not, there is a yearning within the soul of every man, woman, boy, and girl to know God, to have a relationship with him, and to figure out the stuff in life that is hard. So our theme is, life is like a puzzle. And the missing pieces can be found right here in this Bible. And our verses in Psalm 119 tell us what to do. We walk in his ways. We consider his testimonies. We meditate on his word. And there's a number of verses there which you will hear these girls recite. They have done so well. And they sing lovely. And so our focus has been that we would not just see this Bible, but that we will know where it is. And that every day that we will, that we desire to, that we intend to, that we want to read this word every day and have that relationship with Jesus that he's calling us to. He wants to know you. And lots of people say, I can't know God. I never felt his presence. I don't know. This is his letter to us, a love letter. Don't just put it on a shelf and read it once. It's meant to be read every day, from now until the day we die and go to heaven. Don't neglect your relationship with Jesus Christ. And this is part of what we're learning in the village. So our memory work uses those two words, I will. And also we're going to sing a few selections. And on the last song that we sing, listen closely to the chorus. Jesus used those words too. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm going to ask everyone to participate. When we're done singing that second song, we're going to sing the chorus one last time. We'll sing it as a group once, and then we're going to repeat it. And I wondered if everyone in this room, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl,
wonder if we could close our eyes. If you know that song, you sing with us. If you don't, just hear the sweet words that Jesus speaks to each heart in this room. I will never leave you.
Consider thy testimonies. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways.
Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Depart from me, evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. I cry with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will run the way of thy commandments, for thou shalt enlarge my heart.
I will lift up my hands unto thy commandments, which I have loved. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments.
Psalm 119.
Israel. That's one of the sweetest promises in the Bible. I will never, never will I leave thee, never will I forsake thee. Thank you for singing that song. It's one of my favorites. I sing it with my wife once in a while with the guitar. It sounds a little different. But the words are the same. We try to keep to the melody. How nice. But it's become a precious song to us because of that truth. He'll never leave us. Never. Never forsake us. We're never alone. Praise God. Hallelujah.